I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. For more than a century, one of the top public health hazards has been smoking. That's why the recent decline in smoking rates has been welcome news. However, a newer trend replacing lighting up has emerged, vaping, also known as electronic cigarettes or e-cigs. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that more than 2 million American middle and high schoolers have used e-cigs in the last 30 days. There is a perception that e-cigs are a safe alternative to smoking. Although it's true they contain fewer of certain chemicals found in traditional cigarettes that have been linked to cancer, they still contain nicotine, a known health hazard. And a new field of study exploring the potential dangers of these devices has already found that nicotine might not be their only danger. Research has found nearly three-quarters of flavored e-cigarette devices contain a dangerous chemical linked to a deadly lung disease called popcorn lung. Meanwhile, researchers from New York University School of Medicine found that mice exposed to e-cig vapor experienced DNA damage in the lungs, bladder, and heart, potentially increasing cancer and heart disease risk. They found similar damage in human lung and bladder cells exposed to the equivalent of 10 years of vaping. While many smokers believe e-cigs may help them quit, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, who has studied the issue, has not found compelling evidence for their use as a smoking cessation tool. So for those who don't smoke, don't start with e-cigs. For those who do, there are other proven alternatives to help kick the habit. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.